B-Pod Studios.
Comic books, video games, anime, sci-fi. If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably going to talk about it.
One question. Is it too late to change the name?
Nerd Radio starts now.
Let me just let you know ahead of time, we are not naming this week's show Penis Leak. It's not happening. Welcome, everybody, to another week of Nerd Radio as part of the B-Pod Studios Network. I'm your host, Chuck Bean, joined, as always, by someone who I guess has decided he is a hostage, Mr. Al Beck.
And start sending out an SOS. Can I get that on the drop machine over here?
An SOS? Yeah.
I'd rather hear the sound of your leaking penis.
Oh, God, gross. And the other voice you hear, of course, is our own Mr. James.
Yes, with a non-leaking.
Who the F is JC on Twitch and wherever you want to find him. And, of course, you can find us wherever you get your podcasts as part of the B-Pod Studios Network. But most importantly, on a website known as Nerd Radio 101. Thank you for that, Mr. Al Beck. Mm-hmm. Guys, how's your week so far?
Yeah, not too bad, I guess.
Do you want to get to basically the content we did over the weekend specifically to talk about?
Sure, we can talk about
this week. So we are trendsetters. We'd been talking about playing Among Us with the Checkpoint XP guys, and it happened on Sunday night.
The
way you said it did was like it did.
It did. Yeah.
I was gonna say, well, not to surprise anybody, but I was not a participant.
No, but you were invited. We talked about it last week. You should have had your nephew play, and then you could have just talked smack on the Discord server.
Yeah, I didn't do any of that.
No, not at all.
I did, however, do the responsible-ish thing, and I retweeted everyone.
Yes, you did.
On both my own and on the Nerd Radio Twitter stuff.
And so. Much appreciated for you doing that on your day off.
I spent a whole...
Thank you.
45 seconds on the Among Us stream.
Thank you for tapping your phone screen 7 times on your day off, Al.
That's right.
Maybe but, 8 times.
I'll let James speak.
16. I did it on both counts. So
I'll let James speak for himself, but I had a blast.
That's good.
I had a lot of fun, especially if you go on Checkpoint XP's Twitch stream, which is where you can find us on Wednesday afternoons recording Nerd Radio. The video is still up there, and I think my favorite thing was listening to them.
Oh, Chad and Weirdbeard
go at each other,
yeah,
like rabid dogs. Whenever we would hit the chat. Now it started rough. I was the first one to die in the very first game, and then
you kept dying real early.
Yeah, the first
quite a few matches.
The first couple of games, I was the first or second one to die, and I was like, "Oh, thanks, guys." I'm like, "Hey, can I come play games with you?" And they're like, "Yeah, sure." And then they just kill me.
Play some dice
to start.
Yeah, I think it was around then too. I think I busted you being the imposter.
I think you did.
Caught your ass red-handed.
Yeah, but that's what I was going to say. The third or fourth game when I finally got to play the imposter. You're familiar with this, Al?
Only from this show that you've described it, but
yeah,
I would have. Blamed Robbie every time.
Should we explain Among Us in case there's anybody listening might not be familiar with it?
So for those of you who are unfamiliar, Among Us is this game that you can play on your PC. You can get it on your phone as well, and it's this game where you play with up to 10 of your friends or complete strangers. You're these little tiny, you look like the little beans from Fall Guys.
But yeah,
these
little outer space beans.
You're these little spacemen in a spaceship, and they'll give you a whole bunch of tasks to do, but while you're doing it, somebody on the ship is the imposter. It's almost like the plot of John Carpenter's The Thing.
Kind of, yes.
Where it's like somebody is there just to murder all of us.
Yes.
And you have to either catch them in the act or get murdered by them, obviously. And then you can every couple of minutes somebody will either find a body and call a meeting or just call a meeting outright and be like, "I think it's this guy."
Yes.
And you can vote.
And here's why.
And you can vote on who you shove out the airlock, and sometimes you shove an innocent person out the airlock, and sometimes you don't. But the third game, I got to be the imposter, and the first thing I did was follow Robbie.
Did you? That's funny.
I followed him into a room, waited for him to be all by himself, and...
And then you got him?
Yep. And then like, I had a plan after 3 or 4 games listening to them seriously play. I was like, okay, I got to get Robbie, and then I got to get Weirdbeard, and then I got to get Chad, and then I got to get whoever Robbie's friend was. Like, they're playing for realsies, and they, like, everybody else. James was fantastic at the game. Because I was under the impression you had never touched it before at all.
Well, that was my first time actually playing, other than playing a little demo on my phone. So that was the first time I played.
Okay.
So I was able to use that to my advantage when they would try to accuse me of stuff. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Sure, vote me out then. Fine, yes, I did whatever you're saying I did. Just vote me off.
For a game where you can't actually see each other, you can only hear each other and you know, talk to each other over chat, James had a fantastic poker face. Like the second or third game when you were the imposter.
Yeah. Well, there was one moment where somebody else, I don't know if it was one of Robbie's friends or whatever, was playing, and I was the imposter, and so was he. And I'd walked into a room, and he had just killed somebody. And there's somebody in there that would have seen it.
Yeah.
And then they saw, I know they could have, they had to have seen me, and he was like fleeing out the door, so that I was like, I panicked, and I didn't know what to do, so I just killed the other person, and then ran.
It was an absolute slaughter.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god,
security.
I like panicked. I didn't know what to do.
And it was
I didn't know there was multiple imposters.
You can. Yeah. You can set the rules so that you can have more than one. And then when you, I guess when you have 10, having two imposters is the best yeah. to do it.
I love the other person who witnessed it, though. They're like, oh my god.
Yeah.
It was a Robbie or
yeah,
whoever.
One of Robbie's friends. Was, or one, of the, was, one of the Checkpoint you know, XP yeah. friends from Discord.
Did you see Weirdbeard just killed the guy? James, boom, did like, you see? He's like, oh my god, what are you doing?
Oh, I saw him. It all right.
Yeah. I was like, oh no, I don't know what to do. There could be no witnesses.
You weren't even the murderer.
I know, but I was like,
he witnessed somebody else. He could have helped cover up yeah. your imposter.
But I was also
status.
Worried that had he not seen like that murder take place, and he just sees my character there
and the yeah. dead body,
and the dead body that yeah. he's going to point fingers at me, and I am an imposter.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not the imposter that committed that murder. But I was right. like, I gotta kill the
you witness. Would you
yeah.
you
slice and dice.
That, you know what? That is your curse, though, James. Mm-hmm. Like you would be a murderer who goes yeah. to jail for a different murder you didn't commit.
Yeah, yeah. Like yeah, sure. I've killed before, but I'm doing time for a murder that I didn't even have a hand in.
And it's a much worse murder, so you've yes. got a much steeper.
I did not decapitate the body and remove all the limbs. I simply just put poison in the coffee.
Oh.
He's on the stand going, I didn't even do that one.
Yeah, I'm like, that wasn't mine. I'm a coffee poison kind of guy. I'm not a slice and dice decapitation.
That it's the integrity of the murder.
Yeah, like how dare you? Because I feel like the slice, the decapitation, and like that kind of murder,
yeah.
I'm doing more time. Yeah. I'm definitely doing more time, no matter how good my lawyer is. But if I'm just you know, poisoning
like,
coffee.
I feel like the coffee poison is more insidious.
Well, I mean, it's bad. You know, right. It's not good, but at least I'm not more, like defiling the body.
It's
you know?
Way more premeditated.
Is it?
If you're choking somebody.
Defiling
to,
I mean, the
if
body.
If I'm showing up and I have the necessary tools to just decapitate you in a murder scenario, I feel like that's pretty premeditated
that's
pretty, as well,
that's pretty
you know?
Premeditated. Yeah.
It's
right.
not like I just, I'm here at their studio. Oh my god, there just happens to be a machete over here.
Yeah.
Dude, I know what to do.
Do it American
slice,
Psycho.
Slice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Style, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I start playing Huey Lewis in the news.
Yeah. I was about to reference
sports.
That.
Sports is where they really came out of their own. What'd you say? Yeah. Dancing
around with the raincoat on.
Oh.
So no. it was a blast. It was absolutely. I hope we get to do it again.
Hashtag not my murder.
No, yeah. I think the second time I died, as I was getting killed, Chad came around the corner and literally saw it
uh-huh.
and didn't actually see it happen.
Oh,
like I saw his character come around the corner as my body's flopping over, and he didn't notice it was. But if there's two highlights to that video, it's seeing James and whoever else it was get that double murder, and then listening to Chad and Weirdbeard go at it.
Oh, they were
because they were convinced yeah. one of them. Was that each other was the murderer. And then James had a great strategy towards the end of the game. He would just vote for himself every
yep.
time.
Yeah. Well, anytime I try to pose an argument for why it's not me, they would just completely decredit my argument or be like, that's not even something you do in the game. I'm like, I don't know. I've never played it before, but it wasn't me. Fine. You know what? Let me just vote for myself. Fine. Let me save you all the trouble of arguing. I was just a vote for myself. Yeah, I'm the... Sure.
James is one off. Foot in the airlock. James, get out of there! Yeah,
like, no!
I don't even want to be here
I'm
anymore.
Send myself off the ship!
I would rather be in space!
Yes.
Yeah, he wants to do the Princess
chances.
Leia move.
Yeah, I'll take my chances.
Yep. He's going to use the force out
the
there.
The void of space.
Space. Yeah. But we're trendsetters.
Take my chances. Yeah.
Well, hey, Chuck and I solved the final mystery. We solved the final mystery.
It sounds like you had a great time. James would rather be in the void of space. Yes.
Well, Chuck had a good time. I would have preferred to be in the void of space.
Yeah. Right.
That was the difference there.
I was appreciating being a ghost.
Yeah. And I never made it onto the rocket.
Nope. But as I was saying, we're trendsetters because just last night, AOC jumped on Twitch to play Among Us with a whole bunch of people, as well as encouraging people to vote, and had 435,000 viewers at one point, which is absolutely a huge amount of viewers. I would like to believe at least a couple of those viewers wouldn't even be there if they hadn't seen us playing on Sunday.
I bet you there's at least.
And having a good time.
Maybe one.
Maybe one.
Two.
At least
430,000 people, almost a half a million people tuning in. That's quite a large audience.
Yeah. Also, speaking of Twitch streams, I told you guys last week about that free game that's on Steam, The Call of Karen, and I streamed that on Saturday afternoon. It's pretty good. As I explained last week, it's a first-person game where you play a 50s housewife, but things are going wrong in your house.
You'd have to do things like clean the kitchen and
You start
cook
off
the meatloaf.
You gotta make breakfast for your there's a voice for your husband and your son, but you never see them. Ever like when you every morning you it goes over I think the span of a week, so 5 days.
Okay.
Every morning when you make breakfast, just as you're finishing it, they both like, "Hey, I gotta leave, honey," and you've made breakfast for nobody. And you're like, "Oh well, crap."
Oh,
and
man.
Then you spend the day cleaning the house. Sometimes you gotta vacuum. Sometimes you gotta stop all the papers and pencils from flying in the air, pick them out of the air, and put them back where they're supposed to go because there's something in the house that's haunting the house. And then by the end of it, you fight an elder god like Cthulhu with a vacuum cleaner.
Wow.
And it's,
who the fuck? Cthulhu would be taken down with a Hoover dust devil.
But for a free game, like it's about an hour's worth of gameplay, and it's not bad.
Hmm.
It's a lot of fun. It's got a great opening theme song.
Does it?
Yeah. If you want to check it out, you want to get it spoiled for you, it's over at my Twitch. I think it's still over at my Twitch at twitch.tv/Chizuk, because that's the other bit of Twitch news I wanted to talk about. Within the last 24 hours, apparently Twitch has deleted thousands of videos that streamers have had up because of...
Did you lose any of yours?
You would expect that I do, because Rock Band is nothing but other people's songs.
Yeah,
because
I think it has something to do with music, right?
Yeah, it's a DMCA takedown for the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. And they're deleting anybody that's got, content that is somebody else's content in their video that they don't have the rights to. In it, and for a lot of Twitch streamers, that's a lot of work. That's just
Because a lot of people just do like these just chatting, or they just play different videos and talk about different videos from other artists and things like that. So it's a lot of people that make content on Twitch use other people's properties to do so, and now they're getting, I guess not busted, but they're getting a slap on the wrist for it.
I keep thinking, because they will blank out the audio in my Rock Band videos, because obviously, once again, it's somebody else's music. But I keep expecting when I have, like this past Sunday, I had connection problems with Twitch. And I'm like, are they just booting me now? Are they just sick of me playing Rock Band and having to continuously blank out my videos? And they're just like, you know what? We're just going to keep kicking them off Twitch until they ban my account.
I feel like it's probably more an internet issue than Twitch.
I'm sure
those of you
is.
That are like, this Chuck Bean, he's over here playing
Rock
Band every Sunday.
For the 5 or 6 people that listen to me play Rock Band,
the Twitch nemesis, yeah. Chuck Bean.
He's causing these devs all sorts of issues playing his Green Day and his Rock Band.
Yeah.
Someone at the Twitch headquarters is like, God damn it, it's Sunday afternoon again. I gotta pull out another Smashing Pumpkins Rock Band song. It's always the Pumpkins. Shizuk.
I just want to watch some goddamn football. And
can't the man play a normal game where I don't have to take down other people's music?
Why can't he play Fall Guys like everybody else?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he play Fortnite like Ninja? We like Ninja. Why can't he play Valorant?
But that's not the only thing I did over the weekend. As I was telling you guys a couple weeks ago, I'm trying to watch at least a spooky movie or two.
It's the holiday season. You got to.
Absolutely. And we've got our bracket over on our website, WRF.com, with all our spooky movies, which I think I got not the short end of the stick, but I know that Eric in promotions has probably the strongest bracket, in my opinion. He's got some real great movies in his bracket. I've got Mandy, the Nicolas Cage movie that I absolutely love, but I don't think it's making it past the first round in there. But, Paranormal Activity.
You can't say Nicolas Cage and not do, there you go.
And not give you this stare.
There you go. Twitch.tv/CheckpointXP, people.
Yep. But the reason I bring it up is because I watched two movies over the weekend, one of which I was scrolling through Netflix, and me and Amy saw that Sleepy Hollow was on there. And realized neither of us had ever seen it.
Never seen Sleepy Hollow?
No.
Johnny Depp one.
Yeah, the Johnny Depp Sleepy Hollow from 1999. That the special effects, especially in that movie, really still hold up.
Yeah? I haven't seen it since it probably
first
came out.
Oh, okay. So you have seen it.
Yeah.
But the thing that I wanted to bring up is there's a... group of old men that are like the senior, the council of Sleepy Hollow or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the Headless Horseman, spoilers, is like one by one eliminating them. So that's why Johnny Depp's character comes in to try and disprove that the Headless Horseman is supernatural.
Ichabod Crane.
Yeah. But the guys that are the older gentlemen are all like, it's a murderer's row of every old guy you've ever seen in a movie. One of them was Alfred in the Michael Keaton Batman movies.
Nice. Okay.
Okay.
One of them was the big fat guy that is Harry Potter's stepdad. One of them, hold on. One of them is the Emperor from Star Wars.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. And a couple of.
Don't worry. Just somebody.
Oh, it's the garbage can.
Just the garbage can across the street.
Yeah.
I said
yeah.
the Emperor from Star Wars, and there was this like thunderous boom. I'm like, oh.
Don't worry. We're only in a radio studio.
Yeah.
Right. Christopher Walken obviously plays the Horseman.
Yeah.
Which is amazing because he has no lines. You got Christopher Walken and made sure he said nothing.
Yeah, but they gave him crazy teeth.
Yeah, he's got these really cool dentures that make his teeth look like they're shark teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I had to pull up the IMDb because like all five of them were somebody I was like, oh, it's that guy. One of them was the dad in Beetlejuice, which it's we were talking about Adam Sandler last week.
Yeah.
And about how if you worked with Adam Sandler once, then you pretty much got jobs for life.
Oh, just like Tim Burton.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah that's absolutely.
Right.
Amy brought that up. I was like, Tim Burton is just goth Adam Sandler.
Absolutely. 100%.
Pretty much.
I'm with you on that.
Work,
for sure.
If you work with Tim Burton and you just got, I kept expecting what Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah, no, she was married to Tim Burton.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
they have since divorced, but you know, she was married to him and was pretty much in every single.
But yeah, she's also been, like, was she the Queen of Hearts in the...
She was in the Alice in Wonderland movie. Yeah, yeah I kept expecting her to show up because it's a Tim Burton movie.
Yeah, he does. He uses a lot of the same people for a lot of the same things. He uses Danny Elfman for all the music.
Yep, for all the music and
that
stuff.
That kind of stuff. He has him as a composer. I'm assuming Danny Elfman's a male, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
You see that sometimes, though, because, you know, Martin Scorsese will go through phases with certain actors where he's like,
yep.
just De Niro all the time. And then, mm-hmm. you know, I was never a fan of Leo DiCaprio until he started working with Martin, because one of the best directors ever, in my opinion.
Sure.
But once he started working with him, now I'm a Leo DiCaprio fan.
And nothing to do with those shirtless pics of him with those babes on the yacht, huh, Al?
No.
Just his work. Just his body of work.
Just the body of work.
Al's a fan of his body of work. I'm a fan of his body. Young Leo, not before.
You're a fan.
I was going to say, what about the flaccid penis photo of his?
It's Leo. It's Leo, you know?
He's a fan of his body of work. You're a fan of the work he's done on his body.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, I like absolutely. That. The other movie I wanted to talk about, though, is I'm scrolling through Amazon, and I find this movie called Carousel.
Okay.
Yes. All right. And it's about an evil carousel horse that goes on a murderous rampage.
I like the sound of it.
This is why I had to bring it up, because this movie is right up your alley. I put it on because
I feel like I've heard of it before now that I'm thinking of it.
So I'm scrolling through their scary movies and Carousel comes up and I see the description of it and then I see that it's only about like 67 minutes long. I'm like, well, even if I don't like it, it's an hour out of my life.
Yeah, 1 hour.
I can watch this. And if you are a fan of Velocipastor, boy, oh boy, is this the movie for you.
Okay, so it's in the same vein as those, like, super cheese.
It is super cheese. It's, I would say some of the acting is better than some of the acting in Velocipastor. Wow. But it's literally a carousel unicorn that's possessed by some kind of demon that they just, like, move around. And then, like, it will use the horn to impale somebody in the neck and there'll be a, you know, blood effect or whatever like that. But there's a scene right at the beginning when it gets off the carousel where they literally just photoshopped a picture of it moving across the landscape.
That's awesome.
I feel like I could have done that editing job.
It is a terrible, terrible movie.
So my question is, both those movies, Carousel and Velocipastor, what do you think came first, the plot or the title? Like, do you think someone thought of the title and was like, I got to write a movie
about a
Velocipastor?
I got to work around this.
Yeah, or Carousel.
I would say the title came first, and then they're like, here's how we can build this into a movie.
Yeah.
And I'm only seeing that from my creative mind. There's times where I come up with, like, one little thing, and I'm like, how can I make this real?
Yeah.
And it would start with the title, you know, or, like, something like that, and then I would build from that.
Yeah, like coming in here and workshopping, like, guys, how does a pastor become a velociraptor? I've got this idea.
Yeah.
How do we make a velocipastor?
We've got it. We take these two. Okay, well, if we get a dinosaur claw glove and then maybe a dinosaur mask from the Halloween store, then maybe we can bullshit
make
the
it
rest
work.
Of it.
And you just have a pastor who's a dinosaur enthusiast
right.
who gets cursed going on some sort of a religious, like a religious retreat.
Yeah.
And he gets the curse. And somehow one of his artifacts from his love of dinosaurs and paleontology opened up a curse where now he's the Velosa pastor.
Oh, and also ninjas.
Oh, and ninjas.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. There's ninjas. It's okay. Amazing.
I love it, guys. Also, you've been on a carousel before, right? Let me run this by you. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's I think you would really enjoy the movie. It's absolutely ludicrous. There's some pretty funny jokes in it. But the other reason I wanted to bring it up is because once you get done, like any streaming service, they recommend movies to you. Mm-hmm. And the recommendations based on Carousel, I got to read some of them to you. Rotten Tail, who we know from the, what is it?
Source Point Press.
Thank you.
Source Point Press comic here put out.
Yeah. Source Point Press people who are from right here in Michigan, they put that movie out earlier this year. But some of the other ones that were on there are Llamageddon, Killer Pinata, something called Butt Boy.
Let me write that
James?
One down.
Yeah. That's
how
it.
Did I not get cast in that one?
Okay. Thanksgiving, which I have seen thanks to Ghoul a couple of Thanksgivings ago, and I hold it against him ever since that I know what that movie is. Clown NATO. Where's Quito Nazi Hunter? Which is
You know what some of these movies remind me of? So back in high school, I think that's like when trauma films started getting not hugely popular, but becoming more kind of pseudo mainstream. And there was this one kid I went to school with, and he was really into the trauma films. He's also really into acid. And titles that you're coming up with, it sounds like something
sounds
he would
like
be like, have you seen the Surfer Nazis from Mars or whatever?
I'm right.
Like, what? Or Mr. Kabuku, like, detective? I'm like, oh, man. I watched
Garden Hose Massacre.
Yeah, you know, I'd be like, no, I watched South Park. I don't know. What do you watch?
Yeah, so Were-Skeeto is obviously a werewolf or a mosquito werewolf that hunts Nazis. There's one called Inhuman, which...
Oh, of course he hunts Nazis.
Of course.
What is that? Bubba the Redneck Werewolf and Attack of the Killer Donuts.
Surprised like Dungeons and Dudes didn't show up on there because that was a movie I think I actually started to try to watch.
Yeah.
And it was like a medieval, Dungeon and Dragons type plot. But it's like bro dudes, like playing the warriors and stuff. So there's these bro dudes with swords that are going to go on a quest, bro. I was like, I can't watch this. Netflix, why did you recommend this to me?
Are you really asking why Netflix recommended it to
me? They've seen what I clicked on and started watching.
It sounds like it's right up your alley.
It fits the bill, but it just didn't deliver. So I was just upset that they would offer such an intriguing film that just didn't deliver on what you were expecting.
Sure.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you did click on it.
I did, yes.
It did. You
it
were worked. Like, oh.
It worked. I'm a Dungeons and Dudes. I'm like... Fiance is not going to be home for like 3 hours. Put it on.
What's the worst?
Not going to work.
What's the worst that can happen? It's a D&D porno? That's.
Yeah, well,
I might be into that.
You know?
There were points during that 67 minutes of Carousel where I'm like, I could turn this off, but there's still like 20 minutes left. Mm. I can.
Well,
I think that's 20
minutes. Kind of like a short. It was like a short flick.
It's kind of like
an
hour, short flick, yeah.
I feel like if you're under 90 minutes, to me, that's like a short.
I feel like they respected the fact that, like, look, we know this is preposterous.
Yeah.
So we're not going to take up all your nights.
Yeah.
But you might want to see
what
we've got
here. We're going to save you 30 minutes of time.
All right. Well, there's some more stuff to get to. Some video game news. I know there's some Call of Duty stuff coming up that, James, you're pretty psyched about. And more. That's right. More coming up on Nerd Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Nerd Radio.
I won nothing. I won absolutely nothing. There's no prize to win here. We're all losers. That's right. It's more Nerd Radio. Wherever you get your podcast is part of the BPod Studios Network. Also, Al, where can they find us?
Nerdradio101.com.
And James, on Wednesday afternoons, they can watch us make a Nerd Radio. And where's that?
Yes, watch us make Nerd Radio over at Checkpoint XP's Twitch channel, twitch.tv/CheckpointXP.
So we've got video game news that we didn't cover when we were talking about Among Us in the last segment. But one of those things is that Call of Duty has a Halloween event going on right now called The Haunting of Verdansk, where they took one of their maps and put it all at nighttime.
So nighttime, Al.
Yeah, everyone's got to use their like, night vision goggles.
I like how James is directing that at me because I have no idea what's going on.
He's like, what?
He's catching me up.
Yep. And I guess there's some Halloween-themed cosmetics in there featuring Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre and the puppet from Saw.
Yeah, I saw those. I haven't bought any. I just downloaded the update, which... My God, Call of Duty, could you give us a break with the updates and
they're
the size of the
updates?
They're
so huge.
Like, I had 80 gigabytes free on my PlayStation, and they're saying you don't have enough memory on your PlayStation for the update.
Right.
But technically, it was really only like a 25 gigabyte update, which I should have been able to fit, but I think it thought it needed to download the entire
game and
100 gigabytes or whatever. And I'm like, I'm blowing stuff out of my PlayStation. I'm like, now I got to get rid of some of the stuff so I can get this update. I'm looking forward to dropping in. I'm planning on dropping in to the war zone to play this new limited time event within the next couple days.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll get to it today, but I'm hoping at least I'll find some time tomorrow. If not, definitely over the weekend.
And I read that they're bringing back a zombie mode.
Yes. So
Call of Duty?
From what I've seen in one of the play modes, this Verdansk at night, instead of the gulag, you get turned into a zombie.
Okay.
So if you die, you turn into a zombie. You now you got stronger melee attacks. You have thermal vision, and you're then tasked with finding some sort of like a cure. I guess I don't know how else to explain it, but you need to find certain kits.
Oh, see, I thought you would
bring you back. I believe
I thought it would just be a matter of it. Like there's the in the Star Wars Battlefront, there's the Ewok thing where it's like you play as the stormtroopers, and then one person starts an Ewok, and every time you kill a stormtrooper, they turn into an Ewok. So the object is
this is in the game?
That's in Battlefront 2.
Oh, my God. I never played that, but that would be awesome.
Yeah, it was called Ewok Hunt. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, that would have been a blast.
Yeah. And that's what I expected zombie mode to be. It's just like, okay, now I'm a zombie, so I get to try and turn everybody into a zombie.
You can turn people into zombies, but also at the same time, I believe, I could be wrong, I believe you can still find these other things, these like virus cures or whatever, and you'll eventually, if you find four of them, you turn back into a normal player.
Interesting.
But your goal once you're a zombie is to infect the rest of the people with your zombie disease.
So that's fine. That's another limited time event that they're doing specifically.
I think it's going on until November 1st. It's available starting the 21st of October until, I believe, November 1st. So if you want to get in on the zombie action, it's there for you.
Well, they've been patching, speaking of patches, they've been patching that Marvel Avengers game like every week.
Yeah, quit breaking it, Chuck.
Well, if they have done a good job in the first place, then maybe they wouldn't have to patch it every week.
Just popping holes in there, you know?
But one of the things that's been pushed back is the Kate Bishop, Clint Barton, Hawkeye.
Was it pushed back content? Or did everybody freak out when they're like, the Hawkeye content is coming soon? So I'm like, oh my God, it's coming soon, it's going to be here tomorrow. Yeah. By soon, we mean early 2021.
Well, they did a post. The people who are making it, Crystal Dynamics, did a post last week saying that they were busy working on the Hawkeye stuff, and it was going to be out a little later than they expected it to be.
So it really was pushed back.
So they couldn't give us an exact date of when it is. However,
like, just give us the War Machine stuff then. Give the PlayStation 4 players the Spider-Man stuff then.
Right. Yeah. Just give us the Spider-Man stuff.
Give us something.
Only getting. However, they have been updating the game to fix stuff to try and make matchmaking a little bit easier. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of players left to matchmake with. But one of the things they're going to do is they're going to release in the next week or two a stimulus pack.
Okay.
Of there's credits, there's in-game credits that you can, you know, get.
So if you want to buy like Incredible Hulk skateboard skin, you can buy that, and he looks like Bart Simpson or whatever.
They're going to give you enough credits to buy that you could buy a skin and a nameplate.
Oh,
if you want.
I'll check in for that.
Yeah, so you just have to make sure that you log into the game within the next, I think, like 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it'll give you those credits.
Cool. I just updated that the other day, too.
Yeah.
I'm still only 5% through with that game. It's not that I dislike it. I just haven't found the time to sit and play through the actual release.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I got like my fix playing the beta.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to go back and do everything that I just did in the beta.
Yeah, that's the tough part is that you just played like the first 3 hours of it in beta, mm-hmm. and now it's like, I got to do it again?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to do
it.
Oh,
it doesn't transfer over?
No.
That's a bummer, you know?
Boo.
Yeah. Because I'm like, oh, I don't want to go find the AIM lab in the jungle again.
You know what? This is what I should do is just only play betas now because that's about as far as I ever get into a game anyway.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be like, that game was great. How much did you play? Just beta.
Just the beta. Yeah,
just the beta test. That's all I got.
You need, you know?
But they have added some great stuff. So when you're because I will log in, I'll get home around 12:31 in the morning, and I'll just log in for an hour and do like what is essentially daily quests that you would get in World of Warcraft, mm-hmm. where there are quest givers that you can go and get these things. Hey, find 5 of this item, kill 20 of these guys, whatever like that, and we'll give you experience so that you can get cooler and cooler items. In this game, in Marvel's Avengers, there's the Inhumans and their shield that will give you daily quests to do every day. Well, up until last week, you had to go to the Helicarrier to get your shield quest, and then you had to go to where Ant-Man is, the Ant Hill, it's okay. called, to get your Inhuman quests.
Have you played with Ant-Man yet?
You can't be Ant-Man.
Okay.
That's him? One of the things that's weird. Yeah, you get to see
you
him.
You talk to him?
Yeah.
Wow. And does he look like Paul Rudd?
No, he sounds like Chris Pratt.
Oh, okay.
Which is weird. Sounds like Chris Pratt. But before a week ago when they patched it, you would have to go to these two separate places, which means you'd have to wait through a loading screen and you have to walk all the way through the shield helicarrier to get to the guy. So it was, you know, it was like a 5-minute process to get your stuff. Now they've added little consoles in each particular on the helicarrier and at the anthill, so you don't have to go to the other one to get your quests. You can just go to this console.
Like check your email.
Yeah, you can check your email, get your quest, and then...
Oh, I got a quest email. Okay. Yep. Respond. Okay, we're on the quest.
Yeah, so that's the first...
Sorry, I thought I was going somewhere funnier with that guy. I was like, all right, James, your brain thought out... You got this far in your brain.
Everyone's
now bring the funny.
Everyone's I'm looking at me.
Chuck, shut up! Yeah. James is on his email!
Yeah, I'm like, I got nothing, guys. Yeah. All right. Help me, you got something funny to do? The Avengers using emails, is there something funny there? You know, Hulk can't type? I don't know.
Yeah, right. It is funny.
I sat there and just let you flounder.
Yeah, I was like, sorry, guys. I thought it was going to be much funnier.
We actually made eye contact at one moment, and I didn't realize he was looking for help.
Was he deer in headlights when he looked at
it? Anybody's got an Avengers email joke, please? Bail me out. The ship is sinking.
It is funny that when you get the chest that you can open that had the gear in it, Hulk just kicks it. Everybody else will kneel down and open the chest of some sort. Hulk just gives a little kick.
The Hulk will fart in its direction and bust it open.
Yeah. But they're also talking about something that Robbie had mentioned when I played with him a couple of weeks ago that would be really cool is when you press up on the controller, it'll show you where your quest is supposed to be, but also show you where all your friends are. They'll mm-hmm. give a little icon where they are, and they're going to actually incorporate a thing where you can just turn that on full time.
Okay.
So when Black Widow's not right in front of me, there'll be a little Black Widow... icon off to the side telling me that she's over to the left.
So just like if you're playing squad play in some sort of a battle royale style game, you can see where your teammates are.
Exactly.
Your objectives and things.
So that'll be really cool. I wish it was better, but it's not the worst thing I've ever played. Like I said, I'll get home at 1 in the morning, mm-hmm. spend an hour playing it, and then go to bed.
Yeah, I think it's very well done. I just don't have the time to sit and invest. That's why I'm a battle royale guy, because I can sit down.
Yep.
Pop in a game, beginning to end, bam, I'm done in 20 minutes.
Yep.
You know, if I want to play another round, there's another, 10, 20 minutes, I'm done in a half hour.
But one game that I do play when I have insomnia is Super Mario 35.
Oh, man, I just get owned in that.
Players have apparently discovered that you can play as Luigi.
You can?
Yes.
How do you do that?
According to this article, what they've discovered is that if you hold the L trigger when you start a match, you can be Luigi. The other thing that they're saying...
L for Luigi. That must be it.
Right. The other thing that they're saying is that you have to have actually played all the maps.
Oh, I'll never get to a Luigi then. There's a lot of maps.
In order to actually play. I tried it last night, and I haven't played all the maps either, and it didn't tend to work. But I did discover an interesting thing that I didn't realize. They'll give you, once again, much like Avengers, they'll give you kind of daily quests. Like, mm-hmm. hey, get this many coins, or kill this many Goombas, or whatever like
Al, are you aware of what Mario 35 is?
Sort of.
It's the Battle Royale. Yeah. It's Mario. It's like Tetris 99, but it's Mario, like the original Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
And
it's come up on this show. This is the one where you beat an enemy and then it gets sent to somebody else's.
A dump says garbage on somebody else and you get coins and all that kind of stuff.
So when you start the game, when you do these daily quests, they give you coins and you're just stockpiling these coins. And I had no idea what they were for because you don't have them while you're playing. And while you're playing, for every 20 coins you get, you can press the X button and randomly get an item, which might clear all the enemies on the screen, or it might give you a fire flower.
I didn't know about that either.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, this is something I discovered last night while I was trying to figure out Luigi. Before the game even starts, you can take those coins that you've been accumulating mm-hmm. for just for playing the game and start the game with a power up.
Oh, nice.
Like a fire flower.
So
or
that's
star
how
something.
Some people start the match with the fire Mario. I'm yep. like, the match just started. How is this SOB already shooting fireballs out of his butt when I'm dying by Goombas to try to get that first mushroom?
I still don't even have the first mushroom. Yeah. What the hell? Yeah, so
dying by Goombas.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's the problem with embarrassing the now. Online battle royal games is if you don't give me a tutorial of some sort, I have no idea what I'm doing until I luck across it like this.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a little couple of tips for the next time you play Super Mario 35.
Down. Let's see.
So you know
20 coins equals power up.
Also, something I came across, a little heads up for everybody that is looking into a PlayStation Plus membership.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if you have PlayStation Plus, it just cycles over every year for about $60 a pop.
Yeah,
well,
they ding me every time. I always forget.
The website CD Keys has a special right now, 51% off on a one-year PlayStation Plus membership. They're offering them for $29.99 right now.
You need to send me that link.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go buy a code right now.
Yeah, it's just a digital code.
Buy the code and put it in, and I'll have a 1 year. Hopefully, it'll just tack on a year to whatever you've already got.
Yeah, instead of starting it.
Ding me with it.
Yeah. So I think mine starts in like April, but I'm definitely thinking $30 is better than $60.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a way to save money. I just got dinged, I think, for the PlayStation, and I got the warning saying your Disney Plus is coming up in a month.
It did just occur to me with Mandalorian coming up in like a week or two. It's like Disney Plus is going to start costing money.
Yep.
They gave us a year for free, and now they're going to start charging us like drug dealers.
Yep.
How much you want that Mandalorian? How much you want the Baby Yoda?
Yeah.
I'm like, I want all the Baby Yoda.
Are you guys getting use out of that Disney Plus other than Mandalorian? Or
occasionally,
you
I'll pop on and I'll watch like an old Disney movie, usually like a Saturday morning.
Sometimes I'll stick a Marvel movie on there because they've got all of them. So there's certain ones that I didn't buy the DVDs or the Blu-rays for.
I'm sure.
Like, I haven't seen Captain Marvel since I saw it the first time. I think I watched, Black Panther's on here. That's cool. Or if I, once again, if I can't sleep and I just want to listen to something in my, headset while I'm trying to sleep, I'll put on Marvel Civil War.
So is it a thing you're going to keep, or is it a thing that you're just going to get for the Mandalorian and then cancel?
I'll hit it for another year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's $70. They said it'd be $70 for a year. I just pay the $70 and I'll re-evaluate next year.
I'm glad you brought that up, Al, because there is a streaming service that I've already decided that I'm cutting.
Oh, you're cutting it out, huh?
Yeah.
Which one is that?
This is not, well, I'll tell you about it. Coming up next.
Oh, look at that tease.
Nerd Radio.
Well, maybe I'll just leave.
The tease man.
You did last week.
Yeah.
Because you didn't know nothing about the boys.
I know. You know what? I feel like it's a new strategy of mine. Whatever the new thing is, I'll wait until after you guys have had.
So you can get an early day.
You've kicked me out, so I get the early day, had the discussion, and then I'll go watch it. Because I finally got caught up on Star Trek. Like Lower Decks, and I watched the new episode of Discovery. So I think I'm going to start watching The Boys. Now that we've had the Nerd Radio discussion and I got an early day, I might as well start watching the show.
There you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Katie Featherston.
And I'm Mika Sloat, and you're listening to Nerd Radio.
You're listening to Nerd Radio, wherever you get your podcast, as part of the B-Pod Studios Network, and all over social media,
yeah.
Nerd Radio! What?
Yeah.
I'm so angry.
Yeah.
So pissed off. My name's Chuck Bean, joined by the cackling Al Beck, who loves it when I fuck up.
Yep.
And James, who just smiles and giggles. He loves it too, but he's much quieter about it.
It delights me to know it.
He's a professional about
delights
it.
Delights me to know.
We're back to talk about some comic book stuff. And one of the things I want to tell you, this week is kind of a good news, bad news week. Because when we started, we were talking about Twitch. And the good news is like, hey, AOC was on Twitch and 400,000 people tuned in. And it was really fun and kind of cool. Oh, by the way, Twitch took down a bunch of videos because people had music in there they're not supposed to. I got a similar thing going on with comic books. So the good news for people that have Marvel Unlimited, Al Beck, they're going to start.
Had. I no longer
Oh, you
had.
Don't have it anymore?
No.
Well, this may bring it back. When you had it, new comics wouldn't show up on Marvel Unlimited for 6 months. They basically gave the physical comic book stores.
So there'd be an advantage to buying the physical comic.
If you wanted to be in on the ground floor, the day the thing came out, you had to go and buy the physical copy.
Makes sense to me.
You know, you had 6 months before they would cycle that stuff out. They announced last week that starting at the end of this month, it is going to be that window is closing to 3 months.
Okay.
So the books that are 3 months behind will start trickling onto the service instead of this in the big 6 month window. Obviously, a part of that is the fact that they didn't get to publish books throughout the summer because of COVID. So there's, you know, either they're going to have this big glut of like, yeah, we got nothing new on the service this week because we didn't publish anything 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
On the bad news side of it,
where's the yang to this yin?
Well, on the bad news side of it is over at DC Comics, who have been on fire, respectively, over the last couple. Yeah. They've got the Joker War, which has been selling like gangbusters, the Dark Knight's Death Metal, and the Three Jokers, all doing great business. But we talked about back when COVID hit that they abandoned Diamond as a distributor and then went with these two other distributors who also secretly are online comic book sellers, which was kind of a which a lot of comic book stores were like, I don't know about this because that's almost our direct competition. Well, one of those distributors, UCS, is actually being dropped by DC for the other one that's using. They've been using two distributors. You could go with one or the other for the last couple of months to get your DC comics, and DC has decided, you know what, we're just going to stick with this one and abandon this other one. So for comic book stores like our local store that signed up with UCS, now they have to sign up with the other one, which is a huge pain in the ass.
So that sounds like a major disadvantage to be a comic store owner.
Yeah, it's a
pain
in the butt.
You have to pay subscription fees? Like, is there a startup cost to be a part of the program to get the comics delivered and be able to order?
Well, here's the other thing, and this was a thing that initially I was like, well, this is a bunch of BS, is that they announced through this new distributor that if you do not meet the minimum for orders every month, you can't order anything.
Oh.
And the minimum for orders is $500, which is about $125 a week worth of comics that you have to make sure you're ordering as a store from this distributor in DC. Now, if that initially I was like, man, if that was all comics all over every publisher, then yeah, I'll easily order $125 worth of books. But this is just DC Comics.
Wow.
Just $125 DC Comics. And like I just said, they do have a bunch of hits right now. So you're going to be ordering 100 copies of Detective because there's a big thing going on in Batman right now.
Okay.
But then what happens when these events are over?
Yeah.
And I can't meet my 125. Like, do I have to order 10 extra copies of The Flash I know I'm not going to sell just to make minimum? But I did talk to the owner of the local comic book store that me and Al get his comics from, and he's like, that minimum is so easy to hit.
Oh, really?
Well, that's good.
Even when there's nothing going on for DC Comics, like the fact that they come out with like 12 books in a week, I can hit 125 a week easy.
That's good. Well, when you said 125, I was like, I don't know, is that a big minimum or a little minimum?
Well, that's a problem for like Worm, the guy I used to go to, because he's got a real small operation.
And I think that was what he had told me. That's what he thinks that they're actually trying to eliminate, is the people who don't physically own a store that are just trying to get the discount a store gets by going directly through the distributor instead of, you know, going to a store and paying the $3.99 for the books.
I mean, really, all the stuff, even that Marvel Unlimited thing, man, that's all bad news for comic stores that you're sharing. Because the Marvel Unlimited thing, if they continue to close that gap, it's going to make people, you know, not necessarily want to go to get that issue. You know,
because
if Marvel ends up deciding that, you know, they've got the WWE thing with the network, where it's like, you know, we could keep charging these things $50 a pop per pay-per-view, or just make them all on the network for $10 a month. We'll get more people to sign up than we were getting to get the, you know, if they've discovered
1,000 people dropping $10, you're making more money than, you know, 100 people dropping $50.
Right. So if they just,
I could be wrong with those numbers.
Yeah.
Matt's not your strong suit.
Yeah. Not on the fly. I can write it down and figure it out.
Yeah, but the thought behind those numbers is, you know, if Marvel decides, like, you know what, screw it, you can still buy a comic because it's collectible, but, you know, the week after it's going to be up there, man, like, it's really going to cut into.
Well, yeah, and that's something they've done with trade paperbacks before, too, is, like, the trade paperback for a miniseries will come out the same week as the last issue of it, and that seems very dumb.
So they'll put the whole trade out? before, like at the same time as the very
last conclusion. It's happened before. It's not like practice, like it happens every time, but it has happened. Like, hey, we've got this 4-issue miniseries, and then the week the fourth issue comes out, you can also just get the trade.
Oh, that's weird. You'd think you'd put that last issue out, and then put out your trade like the next month.
Yeah, like a month later, something like that.
The advantage that comic books do have is the fact that there is a collector sort of mentality.
Yeah,
so there are people who want the physical copy,
but much like record stores or video stores or something like that, those collectors are all getting older, and eventually they're not going to care. And you absolutely with as many streaming services
Man,
as we...
that makes me sad. You're just saying that. Those collectors are getting older.
We're all getting older.
Around much longer. Are you talking about me, Chuck? You're talking about me, Chuck!
The more young children that come into streaming services and be like, well, why do I need to own the physical copy when I can just pay a subscription fee?
Yeah.
The less it's going to be a thing of like, yeah, I need to own every copy of X-Men or every issue of Uncanny X-Men because, well, why bother when I can just pay $10 and have access to it?
Yeah.
And that's where I was going with the tease earlier. DC Universe, my subscription is coming up either November or December. I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done. I've had it I've had it for a year. They've already, like a vulture, picked the bones of it for HBO Max and put the Harley Quinn cartoon and Doom Patrol and everything over on HBO Max. So the only thing that's left on there is the comics, and I'm not reading them. I've had access for a year to the comics, and I've maybe read under 100 comics on there. I read Grant Morrison's run on Batman because I wanted to see.
Oh!
I wanted to see if it was any good.
I would only.
Oh, he's okay. I didn't know if he was actually hurt or if he was reacting to you reading Batman.
I was actually hurt.
Oh, wow.
By a reaction to Grant Morrison.
Oh, okay.
Right.
My reaction to Grant Morrison physically hurt me.
There was Alan Moore's run on Swamp Thing is on there. So I'm like, all right, let me see.
The Watchmen guy?
If I liked it. Yeah, the Watchmen guy.
What did he do with Swamp Thing?
Real good. Yeah. I think that was initially what he was known for.
Really?
Is they gave him Swamp Thing because nobody knew I think there was like a trauma movie for Swamp Thing, but there was it was a character no one was doing anything with, and he turned it into something important. And they're like, oh well, why don't you do a Superman story? Why don't you do a Batman story? Why don't you take these characters that we're not using that we got from a company in the 30s and I don't know, just make this Watchmen thing.
And it worked.
Some business, yeah, and it absolutely worked. Speaking of Watchmen, there's a Rorschach miniseries right now following the one from the Doomsday Clock mini that just happened. It's written by Tom King.
Okay.
Who's doing Batman and stuff. Yeah, I haven't read it yet, but it's sitting in my box of comics I need to get. I limit myself to 20 bucks a week.
Yeah, you got to live on a budget, man.
Yeah.
I get it.
And when the X-Men, when they're coming out with 3 X-Men books a week that are part of this crossover, then they're first in line.
That's where your $20 goes.
That's where my $20 is going.
That's what I spend on Taco Bell a week. I'm like, I got only $20 at Taco Bell.
I did bring some comics to talk about, though, all from IDW, one of which I got Al the first issue of because I thought it would be something. It's not something you asked for, but I thought it would be something you're into. There's a new Lock and Key miniseries.
Oh, cool.
There was the show that was on Netflix, that was based on the cool comic. And it's called In Pale Battalions Go, and it's set forth. I've got the second issue here, but it's set during World War II. Whoever the descendant of the Locke family is, he's a young man that wants to go off to war, but he's underage. Mm. So he uses the Anywhere key, which lets you make open doors to anywhere, to go over to World War II and put on a uniform, and then uses the Crown of Shadows to fight Nazis.
Well, now the Go Anywhere key, do you have to physically be in that location, or could you just see a picture and open the door? That was the one. I forgot
from
how that worked.
From what I remember from the book, what you had to do, all you had to do was visualize where you wanted that door to open to.
Oh, okay.
And it would open
as long
to
as
it.
You could visualize it.
Yep.
I wonder what would happen
so
if I showed
you a photo of my apartment.
Yeah.
Now you can see it and visualize it.
So I could then open it up like a
you
door.
You could literally close your eyes and go, I want to go to Al's apartment and open it up, and it would take you there.
Okay. Because I'm like,
it's going to be boring, guys. It's going to be real boring.
I just want to meet your new cat.
Yeah.
The water cat.
The water cat, yeah.
It cracks me up every weekend when you share cat photos because I have to show them to Amy. I'm like, look, Al's becoming a cat dad.
He's the cat daddy.
Sharing cat photos.
She's my evil, horrible little kitty that I...
They are little gremlins sometimes. Yeah. Absolutely little gremlins. But the other books I wanted to bring up is the fact that Transformers has had some pretty spectacular crossovers this
have
year.
They?
There's actually, so the first one, which just wrapped up.
Pretty spectacular Transformers.
No, I'm taking my headphones out. I can't hear this anymore.
Oh, wait, with Terminator. Okay, put them back in. They're crossing over with Terminator. I'm interested.
Right, the first one that just wrapped up was Transformers Terminator.
Okay.
Which is pretty spectacular, watching the Terminator, which is human-sized, fight a bunch of giant robots. So,
the only thing is Sarah Connor looks like an 80s metal guy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Hold it up a little higher. I got to see that. Oh, yeah, all right.
But yeah, they just wrapped it up and left it open for a second.
Eddie Van Halen on the cover of that Transformers Terminator?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. There was an Eddie Van Halen reference. One of the things that I loved about this book is that they took a couple of the Transformers and gave them like 80s car bodies.
Okay.
One of them was like a Pontiac Firebird.
Sweet.
Another one was a Trans Am.
Yeah.
And it got some great art. Another one which just started, which I talked to you guys about before.
Oh, Back to the Future.
That I was pumped about.
I don't believe some of these. These are too funny.
Transformers Back to the Future. So the DeLorean is a Cybertronian called Gigawatt, takes the form of the DeLorean. And this takes place after the first movie. So it's like right there in Back to the Future.
Marty!
Continuity.
Marty!
There's a moment where one of the cassette Transformers, Marty picks it up and says, maybe there's some Van Halen on here. And it came out the same week Eddie died.
Oh.
It was really rough. And the other one, which I wouldn't have expected I was going to super be into, is Transformers Meets My Little Pony.
All right, I'm going to stop you right there. I sat through 3 Transformers books. First of all, we got to put a limit on how many of these stupid things you can bring in. All right, I think we got to put a serious time crunch on.
It's like a preschool teacher yelling at a kid for bringing too many items for show and tell.
Yeah.
But My Little Pony.
I don't even have the first issue because we sold out of it at the store.
It's Transformers. Friendship in disguise.
It is. Friendship in disguise. Come on. Each of the different ponies, there's 2 stories in this book, and each of the different ponies have different interactions with Autobots, and then Decepticons come in and try and do nefarious stuff, and they end up beating them.
So do any of the Transformers ride any of the My Little Ponies?
They do not. They're too big.
I would have enjoyed seeing that.
Yeah, and there's yet to be a Transformer that turns into a pony.
Okay, and on the back, is there something about Goosebumps? Oh. What's on the back about Goosebumps?
Yeah, there's a Goosebumps miniseries. That's the IDW people have a... The license to do a Goosebumps comic book, a 5-issue Goosebumps comic. I haven't seen it. I haven't checked it out.
Well, keep an eye peeled for that.
Yeah.
Spend all of his money on Transformers.
Yeah. Transformers versus My Little Pony.
Peel off I don't know, maybe a Lincoln out of your 20 and grab me some Goosebumps.
Grab you some Goosebumps books.
Reimburse you.
All right, well.
And sell you the cash if you need it.
Sounds good. But as always, I encourage you guys to hit up your local comic book store, hit up comicshoplocator.com, and you can find out where the closest comic book store is to you. I don't know. I've got a couple other things we could talk about.
Okay, because I was going to say, I've participated in a Kickstarter
for
a comic that involves mercenary unicorns.
What?
Mercenary unicorns. Look it up on your computer right now. Warcorns.
Mercenary
is what
unicorns.
Called.
Warcorns, huh? Yeah. Who's putting it out?
Source Point Press. I found the Kickstarter on their Twitter. So I think they have a hand in it, but it's independent. I don't know. I dropped enough money to get an actual physical copy.
Combat Unicorns for Hire.
Yeah, dude. Check that out.
Wow. So this is like a Ninja Turtles-ish kind of thing, but they're unicorns.
Yeah, it looks sweet. I'm like, I've never felt better about dropping $40 on a Kickstarter than when I did on this. I was like, what?
The mission of Warcorn's division is to organize, equip, train, and validate forces to conduct full-spectrum special operations in support of Pegasus Corps. Warcorns deploy and execute 6 distinct and multifunctional missions. This sounds like a video game. This doesn't even sound like a comic.
I think it sounds awesome. It looks cool. And I just realized I think I am a $40 tier pledger.
Yeah.
That means I get...
Do you get a
Warcorn's division battle ready and always horny? Battle ready and always horny. Enamel pin. I'm very excited about that.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
Well, let it be known, James is always horny.
Yeah, well, that's no mystery, I don't think.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm excited to participate in a Kickstarter. Hopefully, I'm helping Garrett Gunn, the creator. Hopefully, helping him make his dreams come true. And he's going to provide me with some entertainment. But that's a rare occasion where I'm delving into the world of comics.
I'm trying to look. How much did he say he needed?
They started, I think they needed grand or whatever.
So, yeah, they wanted $4,500. They got like $13,000.
Yeah, so they got
a lot
of stretch goals there.
232 people backing it already. Yeah, that's getting made. That's absolutely getting made.
If only I could find.
Who knew the demand would be so high?
Dude, I've been on the unicorn train for years. I'm glad the rest of the world is finally coming on board.
Yeah.
You got to make a joke about the caboose, but then when I phrase that a certain way, I was like, I better not go down that road.
You got to watch Karis Hell. I feel like you're going to absolutely.
That might be the caboose of the unicorn train.
Yeah. Big fat caboose.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week in Nerd Radio. As always, I encourage you guys to rate and review us wherever you get in your podcast. Make sure you interact with us on social media at Nerd Radio 101 because we love talking to you guys. And of course, follow James. He's on Twitch at twitch.tv/whoTheFIsJC for his F stuff up Fridays.
Yeah.
And sometimes Warzone Wednesdays.
Sometimes. And sometimes Sunday morning cereal if I'm not hungover and sleep through the stream.
Yep. And you can find myself on Twitch at twitch.tv/Chizuck playing Rock Band on Sundays until they kick me off Twitch for putting other people's music on there.
I think you need to let people know how to spell Chizuck, too.
Chzuck.
There you go.
There you go.
And Al, you can find him on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. Posting pictures of his new cat.
There's they got the kitty post.
How do you pronounce the cat's name?
Jedzia.
Jedzia, okay. Because I knew it's a Star Trek name.
Yeah, Jedzia Dax from DS9.
Ah, I didn't watch DS9. I don't know. All right, we're done. See you later, guys.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you nerds.
Have a great weekend.
See you later, nerds.
The future's stupid, guys. I'm sorry, but it is.
I have spoken.
Did you guys... I saw this last night. And figured that it would end up in your news feeds this morning for the show. Did you guys see the thing about the judge that was using a penis pump while he was on the stand?
Yeah. We talk about it.
Oh my god!
Hey, when you got a pump, you know it's like breastfeeding, right?
When you got a pump,
you know
you got a pump.
You can't decide when your breasts are full. You need a
I don't
pump.
Think
so
it
you
got to
pump your
like
wiener
that.
Too, right? You know, doctor's orders. Doctor says you must pump.
I guess that would be his only defense in court. Is
the
like
doctor told me I had
I've
to
got
pump
a
it.
Doctor's note that says that when it's full, it's got to be taken
I'm
care of.
I'm going to cure my erectile dysfunction. I got to pump it. But no, then he went down the line with a novelty. It was a novelty gift from a friend. Well, maybe you shouldn't have it under your robe, Your Honor.
Yeah, while you're at work.
I wonder if anybody calls the judge Your Majesty, because that's what I would like to do.
Your Majesty?
If I wasn't too scared of whatever repercussions could be in store for me,
that's
I'm
the
turn
worst
the
part, right?
Too,
when you're
buddy.
In court, it's just the fear of repercussions for something you didn't know wasn't right.
Yeah, because I would love to just call the judge Your Majesty. And be like, no, I'm not Your Majesty.
Yeah. All right, fellas, you ready to get this show on the road? We recording over there?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I did that before I sat down today.
You know what? I saw you playing with it, and I was like, I think he's hitting record right now.
We saw you playing with it, Al, and that's why we didn't turn the cameras on until you put it away.
Yeah, and that's why we started talking about the judge with the penis ball.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, maybe I will get the hint. Put it away. Quit playing with it.
I think it's sprung a leak.
Comic books. Video games. Anime. Sci-fi.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.